أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبوهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله. الآية. We are reading this ayat where previously Allah Ta'ala has explained, if a person has the love of the kuffar or their companionship, there is a very, very great danger that a person will become like them. In other words, he will become a murtad. He will give up his iman. So those people who do become murtad, Allah Ta'ala says for the Muslims, then according to the revelation of the occasion of this ayat also, that you don't have to worry so much of those people who become murtad. We have to make effort that they remain as Muslims, etc. But Allah Ta'ala in His kindness will give another huge amount of people to accept Islam. If people become murtad and go out of the fold of Islam, Allah Ta'ala will replace them with others who are really worthy of being in the ummah, being Muslims. And Allah Ta'ala explains here four great qualities of those people who Allah will bring into the fold of Islam. The first quality is yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbuna, that Allah Ta'ala loves those people. And because of the greatness of the love of Allah Ta'ala, they will also greatly love Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And love is such a thing that it permeates, it goes through everything. And they will give preference to Allah over everything. Their namazes will be different, their thoughts will be different, those who have that great love of Allah Ta'ala. The second quality Allah Ta'ala explained, which we had discussed already, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Very soft they are amongst the Muslims, amongst the right doers and the people who are on the right path. They are very kind and soft to them and overlook also a lot of their faults. And on the other hand, with regard to the non-believers, they are very hard upon them. Explanation of this is given how Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes with the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala upon people. Like in the night of Laylatul Qadr, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes with a huge amount of malaika and they greet those people who are in ibadah. On the other hand, the same Jibreel alayhi salam, when those who disobey Allah, the kuffar, he is the one who comes with the azab from Allah Ta'ala. So for the believers, he's very kind and very soft, but for the non-believers, very hard and very severe upon them. The third third quality these people have, which is the discussion of today, yujahiduna fi sabilillah, lartehi Allah ke raah mein. These are those people who go to the final extent and fight in the path of Allah Ta'ala. A person starts with as a believer. He accepts Islam, he becomes a proper believer, he believes in everything and his conviction in his beliefs become very great. Then he serves, he brings deen into his whole life. And then he serves deen also, whether it is by tabligh, whether it is by teaching, or whichever way. And these are all great meritorious acts. But then finally, these are those people whom Allah Ta'ala will give the ummah, who will make jihad in the path of Allah. That is, they will present their lives for Allah Ta'ala, for deen to become alive. Whether they die or whether they live, that won't be their objective. Like Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says when he was dying on his dying bed at home, he said, announce and tell the cowards of the world that I have gone so many times in jihad not to win the battle, not to gain the booty, but just to become shaheed. So that is that covetous idea, desire that a person becomes shaheed in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And this should be, jihad should be such a quality of every believer that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, a person who doesn't even ever think that I should go for jihad, that person died on one of the branches of hypocrisy. So we should have that desire. And this is the quality of those people Allah will replace. Those people who renegated, who became murtad, Allah will give such people with such qualities that they will go to the extent of making jihad also in the path of Allah Ta'ala, where they will not be concerned, my wife becomes a widow, my children become orphaned, but I have to give my life in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So this is another very great quality, and this is what we should strive for and bring within us, that in all matters that we give Allah Ta'ala preference over our own lives and our own desires also, we give preference to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all the tawfiq, and may Allah Ta'ala make us amongst these great and noble and honorable people, and forgive us all our shortcomings. Wa akhiratah.